to that exact point, we are now a year out. What's your plan to convince an electorate that is looking more and more hesitant to back Joe Biden and the Democrats in 2024?
I mean, I think that people have to get over the idea that with a president, we're picking, you know, a leading actor for a movie or something like that. I mean, you're picking a president, a vice president, a cabinet, a political party to move into the future. And they just got a great record in terms of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, $1.2 trillion infusion of money into the bridges and the roads and the highways and the ports and the airports and the metro stations and rural broadband and, you know, high-speed internet. I mean, the Democrats did that, and the CHIPS and Science Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, dramatic reductions in prescription drug costs for people in Medicare. I had constituents who were spending $1,000 a month for their insulin shots, and now it's capped at $35 a month. And we did that without any Republican votes. So people have got to think programmatically about where we're going as a country. And we just have two contrasting public philosophies. On the one side, you've got Joe Biden, who really is anchored in the New Deal, the Great Society, the civilizing movements of our time, the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the LGBTQ movement. And he believes with our party that the government must be an instrument for the common good of all. And then you've got Donald Trump, who believes that the government is an instrument of private money making for the president, his family, and his private corporations. And it's just an absolute ripoff. And that puts us in the company of the plutocrats and the kleptocrats from all over the world. And, you know, the autocrats and the theocrats. I mean, that's the coalition of people conspiring against the common good that the Democrats have to stand against. And the good news, though, is that we are a big majority. Hillary beat him by 2.5 million votes. Biden beat him by 7 million votes. We have another 12 to 15 million young people coming onto the rolls. And our job is to connect with them, to listen to them, to hear them, to participate with them, to get them engaged in politics as quickly as possible, because we got to defend our freedom. We got to defend our democracy. And we've got to get back to work again on climate change, which is the overhanging nightmare that we need to confront.